Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.
Okay, well, let's talk about that to start off. We haven't hit the record for the number of sin bins in a weekend, but we probably will get there. We've seen a player sent from the field in Josh Papali'i. A gutsy effort from the Raiders because they still won the game. All right, boys, let's open up the forum. Reedy, you start. How are you seeing it?
Look, I think I'm with Kendi, actually. I think the NRL's made the right move. We know how the world, sport around the world has reacted to the concussion issue, and I think the game needs to get their head around it and stamp down it, because we can't have contact with the head anymore. It just can't happen. I know we've got rules in place.
But that's been in place for 100 years.
Well, I know it has, Gordy, but they've let too many things slide. Too many things get... accidental contact is contact.
I get it.
Regardless.
Josh Papali'i got sent off, and he should have.
And he's facing
but
3 to 5 weeks.
But Tyson Gamble's tackle on the winger on...
Still high.
Garrick?
Still high.
Yeah, but it's not a sin bin. Well, and I know it's still high.
Gordy, you said it's been going on for 100 years. The fact is...
No...
Head-eye tackles have been illegal in the game for 100 years, and because of a campaign begun by coaches many years ago whereby when a player who was always sent off under the rules, at the very least sin bin, the coaches started to complain, well, we had no chance to win once we got that guy sent off. And where they got a bit of support around the game was when the player that was sent off would then go to the judiciary, and once he was there, he'd be exonerated, at which point the outrage would double. Everybody said, oh, we've lost 2 points now, and he was let off. And so what happened then was there began this tolerance in the game for allowing the head-eye tackle, and then we'll look at it later under the match review status. And as some people have pointed out, that, yeah, for example, that doesn't help the teams who lose a player, like the Roosters did some weeks back when Jordan Pereira took out James Tedesco, who took him out for the game. He was unable to come back and complete the game, and Pereira was only off the field for 10 minutes. So the fact is, players and coaches have just got to start learning to defend differently. They've got to start bringing the tackles down, and if they don't, they'll get sin-binned or sent off, and the clubs are cotton on quicker than anybody else will get the advantage out of it. So the trick for the coaches is to go away and say, guys, we know this is the line in the sand. This is what we're going to stop doing. And they'll have an advantage until the other teams catch up. But overall, big picture, it's what the game needs.
And I agree with you, Paul. And yes, the game has to be cleaned up a little bit. And I think it's cleaner than it's ever been. No fighting and all that kind of stuff. And no shoulder charge. So we're doing this. Our game still needs to look like rugby league. And we can't lose our DNA. And then I know it's about the fans. And then if you were here on Friday night and felt the oxygen leave the stadium... That's our fans. But they're the ones that they're the ones that are disappointed. They're the ones that come and pay. And then the young players were tweeting, "What's going on with our game?"
Goody, the auction left the stadium because Brisbane were pathetic. It didn't matter they lost two blokes to the Sin Bin. They were rubbish on Friday night. Kevy admitted that.
That's why
people left early. People didn't leave early because Tyson Gamble went to the Sin Bin. People left early because Brisbane were disgraceful on Friday night.
But
that's why
tries.
They left early.
100%.
No, the oxygen left when two people got sent to the stadium.
Goody, come on. Come on.
I was here as well, Gordy. I was here as well. And the other thing is, Gordy, you've got to understand...
So what are we trying to attract?
Well,
UFC's the fastest growing sport in the world. It went from 2 million to 8 million.
That's not the argument.
Oh, no. Gordy. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Because you are allowed... Listen, Paul, there's still accidents. Cars are safer than ever. They've got airbags. There's accidents. There's still people that get killed in car accidents.
Gordy, and the rules is quite simple. You hit someone high, you go off. You go off. That's it.
Tyson Gamble shouldn't have been sin bin.
Because you could argue Tyson Gamble was careless in his action, and there is a careless charge that's out there. So he was careless in his action.
So Paul, so you think every tackle like that, right? So let's fast forward to the grand final.
Oh, don't give me that analogy.
No. But just answer this then. So Nathan Cleary goes and he steps inside, and Tedesco just clips him high, and he gets sent off. Or sin bin.
But Gordy, the other thing
is that what you want? No,
yes,
is. Sure. The other thing is, Gordy, you know, this crackdown's happened now, and initially you'll get some decisions that are a bit excessive, right?
Yep.
But Trent Robinson addressed it last night. He said they will recalibrate and they will find the right spot.
You can't
I don't think Tyson Gamble should have been sin bin.
When he comes into contact, he does slip a little bit.
I didn't have an issue with that.
No, but he does slip a little bit. So like
he does slip a little bit.
So
he still hit him in the head.
You can't react, Gordon. Everybody that tackles
Tedesco
react. Is going to get sin bin.
And Gordon,
so you can't react to him. So what's going to happen?
He will get sin bin, but he won't get charged because when they look at the charge at the match review panel, they look at what's called mitigating circumstances, which will be the slip. But in the confines of the game, It was a high tackle. Gordon, it's simple. It's black. Everybody complains they want black and white interpretations. No, hang on. They want.
I'm going to be doing. I'm going to be coaching my guys. Run up, okay, and run at Jared Rea Hargreaves and slip.
Okay, and deliberately get yourself knocked out. That probably explains a bit.
No, mate, well, that's what's going to happen.
No, it's not going to happen.
So, mate, run at their best player and slip.
Why can't they just adjust the hitting zone? What?
You can't adjust that quick, Greedy. You cannot adjust that quick.
Well, they've got to adjust earlier. They've got to adjust earlier and go lower. That's what they've got to do. They've got to adjust. That's the point.
If you adjust early on James Tedesco, he runs around.
To the point that Trent Robinson last night, they will recalibrate. That they will set, instead of trying to hit Gordon. Yeah, you go back to your day, you hit either on the ball or below the ball. Now they hit on the ball or above the ball. They've just got to change. That's the fact. You won't be telling players to come and run at a defender and in the last metre drop 6 inches so he hits you high and you get him sent off, because there's every chance, Gordon, you're going to get yourself knocked out. The fact is, there will, as I said at the start, there will be an adjustment period, which it's like the teething period for kids. Yeah, plenty of whinging, plenty of crying, but the fact is, once you get through it, it's much easier eating steak with teeth than without, Gordon. So you just got to go through a little bit of pain before you can get to your steak.
I've got a pretty good blender at home.
Gordon, the fact is, sports around the world, rugby union, AFL, they've taken this step already. We are dragging we're behind everyone on this. We're dragging
we're
the chain
union
on this.
That can't fill a stadium, and we're not AFL.
Rugby union's problems are different.
You can't tackle.
Rugby union's problems are different, Gordon, and AFL is a completely different tackling style. You look at the guys that could tackle. I had to do a function on Friday. Remember Peter Johnson?
Yes.
Played for Parramatta and South. One of the great whackers. And we just sat there having a little bit of a talk about where the game's going. This is before the crackdown. And we talked about things like that and just the way the game's changed defensively. We've gone through an adjustment in the way players tackle. We've got to have to go back the way that they used to tackle. Yes. Get rid of the catch, the wrestle, the tackle high. You look at a bloke like Jake Trbojevic, who snaps blokes in half, and we all sit there and applaud when he tackles like that. We need more guys doing that.
Paul, I agree with you guys when it comes to a Josh Papali or it comes Pereira on Tedesco. I agree with that. That should be sent off. But a Tyson Gamble, an accident.
Gordy.
When you're going to save a try. No, Paul, mate, an you accident. Slapped me harder than that.
An accident.
Mate, you slapped me and said, Gordy, it's
wasn't an accident, Gordy. It was careless, and there was a provision for careless tackles in the charge sheet. Second to that, Tyson Gamble won't make that mistake again now. He got caught on the opening night of the crackdown, and he went off. But he will fix his style. It's up to him now to fix his style. That's the way the game has got to go. That you can't sit there and ask for change in the game and then disagree with it. As I was about to say earlier, people want black and white interpretations, and the minute they don't agree with that interpretation, that decision, they then want discretion brought in. So at the moment we have a black and white rule that if you tackle someone and your shoulder hits them in the face, then you go to the sin bin. It is very, very simple to understand. Of course, some tackles are going to have more impact and have more velocity and are going to have more repercussions than others. But the fact is, at the moment, it's a black and white rule. If you tackle someone and your shoulder hits them in the face, you're off. Now, if you start bringing in discretion because you think, oh, that wasn't too bad, that's how we got in this situation in the first place, because people started going, oh, that's okay, we'll leave that to be reported later. The fact is, as Reedy's saying, the game needs to get it out of the game. And don't give me the argument that doctors and lawyers are going to be running the game.
Any player that runs and he slips and the player can't react, and his stomach or chest, because he's trying to make a copybook tackle, he can't adjust quick enough, and the player's head hits him in the chest, he's going to be sin binned.
That's true, and you know how he avoids that? He goes in lower to begin with.
He's already bent his
back.
No,
He hasn't bent his back enough, Gordon. That's the point. He's got to start. You've got to start. Might have to account for that.
I'm going to tackle the studs on the bottom of their boots.
They learned after Friday night. We saw a lot less high tackles from Friday night to Saturday. And I reckon we'll see less today. Less contact.
What are you looking at there, Reedy?
Well, the charge sheet's come out. Josh Papali, bad news for Paul Green and Canberra, because he's got 3 to 5 weeks for that tackle on Tui Katoa. Josh Hodgson's looking at 1 to 2 weeks for the chicken wing on Luke Thompson. And Jack White's looking at 1 to 2 weeks for the cannonball on Adam Elliott. So bad news for Canberra. The rest of the charges were all fines. 10 charges in all. but only three blokes are facing suspension. They're all Canberra players.
All right, boys. I think
I would have lost my license.
I think the Raiders got Melbourne next week too.
I would have lost my license in the first month.
Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream, steady, hot, and strong. Install a Ream.